I'm a rock star. Baby, 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 I'm a rock star.
Oh my god. I'm like totally blonde. Oh my god. I'm like totally blonde.
Baby, 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 I'm a rock star.
Now are you just saying you wanna have fun, or do you really wanna have fun?
You're gonna have every young buck west of the Missouri around here trying to marry you.
Yes! 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 Yes!
Did you ever notice how many really stupid people you run into during the day?
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
And now, here's Kelly Lamb and Gordon Montgomery with She Said, He Said. It's Talk American Style, presented by Homes for Sale by Montgomery.com. That's Homes, the number four, sale by Montgomery.com. On 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. And that song is for the lovely, beautiful love of my life, Kelly Lamb. Happy birthday to
thanks.
You, girl.
Thanks. You know, it's so weird that, like, I think birthdays are, like, so fun and amazing, but you start getting to an age that you're like, wow.
You forget about them. You know, you start getting older and you just forget, oh my gosh, my birthday's tomorrow. I completely forgot it was my birthday.
I think it's right away. I don't think you forget. You just kind of feel bad, like when you get older, like you're not supposed to be as excited as a little kid getting a new bike. But birthdays are really super fun because you feel like a special person for the day and not like that kind of special person.
Well, Kathy said you should have the whole month should be yours.
It's 9 Half days over. Late, so yeah. I get the rest of it. She also said I should have had breakfast in bed. She also said rose petals should have been scattered. What else did she say?
I don't know, Kathy can just be quiet.
I did get roses, but they weren't scattered, and I got coffee because we barely have time to get ready because we have a much further drive now that we're in these awesome new studios.
Which brings up another point.
What
you
point
know what?
Is that?
You ever notice that when you live close to where you work, you're always late because you feel like you have plenty of time to get there.
We barely make it every week.
But when you work further, when your workplace is further away from home,
we are a half hour early
this morning. You get there early.
Well, we'll see if we can continue that. Yeah, as we move along. So, do you like the new digs, Grover? Don't lie.
They're cool.
No, Grover, you are a little upset because there is not a trip in the vicinity.
That's a bit
but
of
the
a...
cup is there. I see the cup.
Yeah. You still managed to get to one.
Duh.
We've got to get him a Quick Trip t-shirt.
If they make them, I'm mine.
Actually,
I'll
we might get one with your picture on it.
Grover is kind of like having a new car today. He's trying to figure out all the controls on the car.
We're bugging him.
It's a bumpy ride, but we'll get through it.
Apparently, they did not make, you know, I'm apparently not the, you know, queen of the station here. I'm not the reason the station's open. Because if I was, we'd have a new phone number.
And
we
a
don't.
Coffee machine
I'm nobody.
Right there.
Yeah. I am absolutely nobody. The number is still 855-282-TALK. 855-282-TALK. You'll need that to win some gift certificates to O'Charlie's, where they have the best pie and buttered buns ever. So we're going to be giving those out because we have a trivia
buttered
question.
Buns.
Aren't they so good?
Buttered buns.
Buttered buns. They are. They have that little butter on the top of it. They kind of, don't they? Or are they just so warm and they feel buttery?
Oh, no. You just keep describing it. I'm kind of liking that.
Buttery buns. So we have some O'Charlie gift certificates to give away. And again, it is, 855-282-TALK. So first of all, on a serious note, we're going to have a lot of fun this morning, but we really want to say that our prayers every day, all the time. It's sometimes you forget you're here in this gorgeous weather that we're having. Your son just flew in and he's staying because he can't be home due to the hurricane. So it's sad. It's tragic, and there's a lot of people losing everything. And I don't know if we can, if there's lots, if there's trucks, I mean, nothing can go in. So I guess you can't even bring any supplies or do anything.
Oh, no.
Until...
If you didn't get out, you're stuck, from according to what I heard Jeb Bush say yesterday, that if you did not leave yesterday, you were there.
Wow. And they left all the tolls. There was no charges, of course. How could they do that? But, you know, to try to get everybody out of there. But our prayers and our thoughts, and we just sometimes we forget, like, it's my birthday and I'm so excited, and yet there's so many people out there. But there is a donation button on my Facebook, and if you want to donate for my birthday, that would be awesome. You can, gosh, $5, $10, everything helps. It goes straight to the Houston Bake. It's all legit. I checked it out, and the money will go to help those in need as they start cleaning up the aftermath of Houston. Of course, I know it's everywhere, but this one was for Houston. So, but we had a good time. We were in Kansas City at a conference for Chesterfield, for Lifestyle Magazine, which were Chesterfield is what we own, and watched. We were so sad because we Kansas City Chiefs, their first game was that night, Thursday night, but we had to watch it on a big because it wasn't away. So we're now Kansas City Chiefs fan because that's the closest team to us, and it's kind of cool there.
I'm just a fan because they smacked. I mean, they totally smacked the Patriots. It was awesome. It was great. Watching Tom Brady just sit there and pout like a little baby is my favorite thing
ever. Did he
really
pout?
Oh, yeah. He MF'd all the way off the field.
Well, that's his stage.
I know, but whatever. It's not his stage anymore. He's getting old. It's time to give it up, buddy.
But it was cool. Kansas City's a cool place. If you haven't been there, take a road trip and go. The restaurants, and it's really fun to, you know, kind of take a road trip and try something
different.
Power
and Light District is where we watched the game.
And it wasn't even crowded.
It was
not.
I was surprised. Their first game of the season against the Patriots, and there was maybe 50 people in that center court.
I think they were all us that were there from our group, but it was cool. So, okay, so I have, today is, did you know that, you know, obviously today's Saturday, September 9th, and it's National Teddy
National
Bear Day.
National Kelly Lamb Day.
Yeah, wouldn't that be awesome? I would like that. National Teddy Bear Day. Who comes up with this stuff?
I don't know. Where's the person in charge of Build-A-Bear Network? Where's their advertisement?
I wonder if they're selling a lot of bears today for Teddy Bear Day. We should have a teddy bear sitting here. We actually have a few of them in a box.
We got a ginger one right up there on the board.
Did he just say that? Did you hear that?
I think he did.
Are you still going to press buttons for him?
He's lucky I continued after that whole spiel on Tom Brady. Tom Brady's an American treasure. I don't know what
Oh, my gosh.
About.
Are you a Patriots fan?
You love him?
Are
you
a Patriots fan? Yes, I am.
We have just, you're never getting a Quick Trip gift card from me.
Wow.
Wow.
I would tread softly. I control your buttons.
Do you know, I've never heard anybody say that before.
His wife. I'll never forget the time his wife was whining. He can't catch the ball. You can't run the ball. You can't do everything.
He can't. Look at him. You love him. He's your man bromance.
I like Tom Brady.
I think so. You're kind of blushing over there talking about him.
I'm ginger and
I
red,
see the glow in your eyes right now.
Yeah. Tom Brady.
Something I
so
didn't know.
So now we know who his superhero is.
We do.
No, I mean, he's a 5-time Super Bowl champion. That's something.
You know what? It's easy to win when you cheat. We'll just leave it there.
Those are harsh allegations.
Here we go. All right, speaking of useless information right now, as we were.
Okay.
Guess what? I have useless information.
Let's go. Let's hear it.
Did you know that stewardesses, it's plural for stewardess. It's the longest word typed on one left hand. Watch everybody on their computer right now. It's the longest word ever that you type only with your left hand.
That's not true with me.
It's all in that keep.
Because I use one finger.
Yeah. Okay. Did you know that the average chocolate bar, I love chocolate. Love it. The average chocolate bar has 8 insect legs in it.
No way.
Now you're really going to gross out when I tell you this useless information.
That's great. Everybody heading to breakfast right now.
The average human eats 8 spiders in their lifetime at night.
Well, I got bitten by maybe 20 of them cleaning out my garage the other day.
You did get bit.
I did.
But there was evidence of that because there was a huge bump on your neck.
I look like Chet on Weird Science.
And did the study. I want to know who did the study that knows that the average human eats 8 spiders in their lifetime while sleeping. Who figured this out is what I want to know. The stewardesses, that could, you know, you can type on the keyboard.
That totally creeps
chocolate
me out.
Bar, you can find that because they check that stuff out. But who found out that we eat spiders? And that's disgusting to think your mouth's open and what is crawling in there at night? Yeah, we should
just... We'll leave it there.
We'll just leave it there. Okay, I do have a question for the day.
Oh, of course you do.
It is brought to you by Complete Auto
Body
Repair.
The fact that you only have one is amazing.
Well, I have many, but this one counts. The complete experience over there, the complete roofing and exteriors, complete auto body and repair, and Curtis Barks Farmers Insurance. So it's a one-stop shop, fits all right there. Fits all. Go to CompleteAB.com. Okay, so the question for the day is, if you could be any superhero for the day, who would you be? That would be my question for the day. So now on Facebook, I asked the question. A lot of people wanted to be Superman. A lot of women wanted to be Superwoman, especially with the cool. Boy, we went to see that at the drive-in in Kansas City, Superwoman, and they were bad.
We had to leave early.
Can I say ASS or can I say bad booty on air?
Yeah, there you go.
You know, they cuss on air now. I could say that now. It's so different than what it used to be. I can say that now if I want to cuss like that. Superman is a lot. A couple Spider-Mans. Some people already are a superhero. Captain Sully. Someone wants to be Captain Sully.
See, I would want to be Captain Sully after we land, but during the time that we don't know if we're going to make it or not, I would not want to be Captain Sully.
I don't want to be him. You said you wanted to be the Hulk, standing in a bar and turn green five times your size and freak people out.
Watching someone totally freak out. You know when he gets mad? Don't make me mad.
Don't make me mad.
And the guy's like, yeah, whatever. And you start growing. His eyes start glowing.
And it's always the little guy that gets big.
That's right.
Okay. So, all right. Your sister wants to be the bionic woman. Then she can get things done faster. And her joints won't hurt.
Because they're bionic.
Yeah. Oh, Patrick wants to be Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo.
That would be awesome. I love Scooby-Doo. He's my favorite cartoon still to this day. How about Underdog? Sherry wants
Sweet
to be Underdog.
Sweet Polly Purebred. There's no need to fear. Underdog is here.
That was really good, by the way.
Who was the voice of Underdog?
Who was it?
I'm asking you.
I don't know. You, apparently. Who? You don't know? I think Grover's typing away over there.
We'll give he's Grover gonna, 2 seconds.
He's gonna tell us. Okay, Tracy wants to be Catwoman or Wonder Woman. She said, meow.
Catwoman was my favorite superhero.
Oh, yeah, because she was sexy.
You know how there was...
What girl wasn't your superhero?
Wasn't there three Catwomen on Batman?
I don't know. You're into...
Eartha Kitt was the first one.
Okay. Oh, Michelle Pfeiffer was one.
No, I'm talking on the original 60s Batman.
Oh, the original. Oh.
Julie Newmar.
She was my favorite. Yeah.
And
Meredith
sat and salivated at the TV growing up.
She was Barnaby Jones' secretary. I can't remember her name.
Barnaby Jones' secretary.
Something Meredith.
What I can't get over, you all have to Google Aunt B on, she's not a superhero, but
no,
Aunt
what
B
Aunt
on
B used to
Andy
look
Griffith.
Like when she was young.
Lee Merriweather.
Lee Merriweather, that's it.
That was the other one. Aunt B was smoking hot when
she
was young. That's crazy. I thought Aunt B always looked like Aunt B.
We were watching Andy Griffith the other day, and I go, Kelly, I go, she was hot when she was young. And she started laughing at me. Okay, whatever. I'm like, oh, no, look.
Could not believe it. Oh, my God. So apparently Gary Wilds wants to be Bradley Schneider. Someone also wanted to be you. Don Wilson said he was going to be you. So there is, I mean, a lot of people picked a lot of the same. Someone said a military or police officer. That'd be scary for the day. Superheroes are just,
especially
you know,
today.
They can leap tall buildings and swing from webs. And I'd want to be invisible.
Did you ask Kylan what superhero he wanted to be?
Oh, he'd want to be Spider-Man all the way. He's every superhero and he has every costume known to mankind. But he's true to a heart, Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
Kids love Spider-Man. Can you sing the song?
No. I can, but I'm not going to.
Why not?
Not on air.
All right. So since we are talking about superheroes, okay, do you know who the 10 best superhero movies of all time are?
No, but I bet you do.
Grover, who would you guess would be your all-time favorite superhero movie?
All-time, I would go with one of the Batmans.
One of the Batmans? Okay, there's one on here I don't even know. All right, so... I'm going to start with number 10 and briefly go over. So, all right, X-Men. Did you see X-Men even? Did you watch one?
Yeah, I think I've watched one of them.
One of them?
The first one.
Days of Future Past. Don't know it. How about Guardians of the Galaxy?
Guardians
you guys know
of the
that
Galaxy's
one?
Good.
It's
that
good?
That was a Marvel one.
A Marvel one. That's Captain
Great
America.
Great soundtrack. Captain America was good.
Yes.
You watched it too?
Halfway.
Halfway. So it was super good. All right. The Incredibles.
No.
That's a Disney movie, isn't it? Or a DreamWorks? That's a cartoon.
It is a cartoon.
It was okay. It was okay. For a kid's movie.
Yeah, animated, obviously, it says. What does it say? It doesn't say who put that on.
DreamWorks, I believe. DreamWorks. It was Disney and DreamWorks.
I'm surprised it doesn't say it on here. Okay, Marvel's The Avengers.
I can see that.
I think that was on, like, the other day or something. Did you watch that one?
I did watch that one.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it was all right. I agree with Matt. It's okay.
How about Iron Man?
I do like Iron Man.
You thought it was a good one? You liked it too?
Iron Man was good.
Okay, that's number five. Going down, we're coming up to Spider-Man Homecoming.
That's the new one. That's the one that started this summer.
2017, actually.
Right. I've not seen that one.
You haven't? Me neither. Nope. I didn't even know there was another one. That's how good I am. How about The Dark Knight? 2008.
I like any Batman movie.
Yeah, the Batman movies, especially this Christopher Nolan with Christian Bale as Batman. Yeah.
That's your first.
The trilogy was incredible.
Yeah. Really loved it. Okay, how about the last one, Batman versus Superman? Did you like that?
I didn't see that one.
I didn't either.
And why would they even want to make the two?
My favorite is the '60s Batman movie. It was a movie, and Batman's trying to get rid of the bomb, and he's running all over the place with this round bomb. You know, the round black bombs.
Did that have like Adam West in it?
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, Adam West.
Yes, Bert I saw Ward. That.
Look at him. Yes.
Yes.
You guys are so funny.
Holy, tearing my leotards, Batman.
The only thing.
You mean you want to save that riffraff in the bar? They may be drinkers, Robin, but they are still human beings. Yeah.
You know what's funny is he like knows every line ever was made ever. But the funny thing is how did Batman go from that dorky Batman and Robin to like muscle bound, shredded, tough Batman?
I don't know, but it was great. The 60s ones were the best.
Yeah, you're always back in time on everything. All right, number two. I don't never even heard of this. Logan, 2017.
Hugh Jackman. That was Wolverine. That was an X-Men spinoff. Oh,
he makes the most of his final outing as Wolverine with a gritty, nuanced performance in a violent but surprisingly thoughtful superhero. How do you go violent superhero? He must be a good violent superhero. And number one, yes, we are bad. Wonder Woman, number one. Mm-hmm.
Wonder Woman,
thrilling, earnest. And I'm telling you what, the beginning of that show, those girls kick some booty. Don't you remember?
Yes.
Flying in the air and flying and triple flips off horses.
One of my most memorable moments in the movie.
Of course it was. Oh my gosh. All right. So Wonder Woman is it. She is number one. And that it leads us to our question of the day. 855-282-TALK. 855. We have no idea if the phones are even going to work, do we?
Who's your favorite superhero?
Wonder Woman.
Yours? Mine was Charles Bronson.
Oh, you like
Death
a real
wish.
Life.
Death Wish.
My dad loved Charles Bronson and Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, Clint Eastwood was awesome too.
Is this Wonder Woman?
It's the old TV Wonder Woman soundtrack.
I can see her now. Can everyone
see
her?
Every woman, you know what? I know why women like Wonder Woman. They all want that lasso of truth to put on their man. You remember the lasso
that's
of truth?
True.
She puts it on and you got to tell the truth.
I like that.
Where you
that.
Been last night? Tell the truth.
Where you been last night? Lasso him.
Said you were out with your buddies.
Yeah, Wonder Woman is number one. I love that. So because of that, of course, you know, that leads us to our Saturday morning trivia to win some O. Charlie Butter Bun gift certificates, but you can get whatever you want. With the theme song playing right now, we have a super easy question to kick off the new studios that are gorgeous. Who played the superhero Wonder Woman back in the day? Does anyone know? You can't answer.
The original series?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Of course I know.
That's how easy your question is today to win. So yeah. We'll see if our phones even work. We think we have the right phone number, that it's still the same. 855-282-TALK. We're going to take it to a break. I do have a superhero joke to give today as well.
A little trouble talking this morning.
A little tired. Didn't even do anything. All right. We do have to take it to a break. We are going to meet today. There's a great show that's coming to town at the Playhouse Westport, Defending the Caveman. We're going to hear about this caveman. This is one of the longest running comedy acts around. We're going to speak to Cody.
Holds the record.
Holds the record.
On Broadway.
Yes. Cody Lyman is going to be with us talking about this great new show. And we have some tickets for that that someone can win too. So stick around. Have some fun winning some prizes today. We'll be back with more. 855-282-TALK right here on what?
590 The Fan in the all-new studio.
She said, he said.